this July 18, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Vice Chairman Jeff Olson, and I will be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Gochman is absent. Goins?
Here.
Jerez?
Here.
Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Binyard?
Here.
And Harker is absent. Thank you.
We have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the June 13th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Ask for a roll call. Roll call, please.
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Abstain.
And Binyard?
Yes.
Thank you.
Are there any questions or amendments to the meeting minutes? Or should we have asked that first?
Oh, wait, what? Yeah, no, keep going.
All right.
Oh, you're right. That was confusing.
Right, we should have done that first before.
Yeah, just ask it again. That's fine.
Are there any questions or amendments to the meeting minutes? No?
No. No, you skipped down here. May I have a
moment? Not now. It's so late.
Not now, all right.
So. Yeah, not now.
We don't have to do the amendment if we're not amending.
So that, right, but then roll call the vote motion.
Which we just
no
did.
Further questions. May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
All right. May I have a motion?
June 13th.
Which we already did, didn't we? May I have a motion to approve the minutes for June 13th, 2008? We already did that.
So. Yeah, we already did. Okay.
All right. So citizens' comments then.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, number five.
Okay. Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda?
She's with me.
Okay. Seeing as there are no comments from the public, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. There is PZC 2018-13, public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before the commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding their request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent. You are also asked to sign in at the podium and to complete and file when you come to the podium your request to give your testimony form. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. Do you have to do that?
No one's here, okay. So we can all
seeing that no one is here, the order for receiving testimony will be as follows. Petitioner presentation, those who wish to speak. Do I have to really read this?
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody here? Okay.
Yeah,
those who wish to speak in favor of this request, those who wish to speak in opposition of this request, questions from the Planning and Zoning Commissioners to the petitioner. May I have a motion to open public hearing on petition number PZC 2018-13.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Jerez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Binyard?
Yes.
And Goins?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now you can read the agenda item. Right here.
PZC 2018-13, the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois petitioner, is proposing a text amendment for consideration of updates to Chapter 18, Telecommunication Tower and Antenna Regulations of the United City of Yorkville Zoning Ordinance. Is the petitioner
that would be me.
Present?
So,
Jason?
I'll give a quick update on everything then and just let you guys know, everyone. So, the IML, Illinois Municipal League, we did this last year. They had certain regulations that came out. We updated our code to follow those regulations. There's a new update, and to follow those, this needs to be, these regulations need to be passed by August. So, we're holding this special meeting. We couldn't meet last week, so we're meeting today to get this done. Really, all that's up for you guys, I know it was a thick PZC packet with lots of details, but really there are three different things being amended. The big one is in the Public Works Code, which we're not overviewing. The one is in the Building Code, which we're also not overviewing. But there are changes to the Zoning Code, which is what we're reviewing tonight. The real changes is just updating what they consider the definitions for small cell antennas and removing our previous one. That's really what we're reviewing. We added everything to it just so you guys would be aware of everything that's getting changed. It's really about cell towers in the public right-of-way, co-locating on certain telephone poles or possibly the water tower or things like that, things that the city owns. It really has more to do with cell towers and new technologies coming out and locating on public property. It doesn't affect like private property, people leasing out space to a cell company or anything like that. Though if anything like in the zoning code, that's staying the same. The only thing changing is just how it's defined. So if you have any questions or anything about the definition, we can go through, or...
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
On your memo here, mm-hmm. processing application,
mm-hmm.
you file your application within 90 days, yay or nay. If they don't say yay, then it's automatically, or if they don't say nay, it's automatically yay. And if you're planning on going forward with that, the non-responsive approval, for want of a better term, mm-hmm. You have to give notice more than 75 days later. But the thing that didn't make sense to me, and I will confess that I was too slovenly to not have read all of the materials of the code. The receipt of the deemed approval notice shall not preclude the city's denial of the permit request within the time limits as provided under this ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like the 90 days goes by, you're approved. If you gave your notice after 75 and up to 90 days after you made your application,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes it sound to me like the door is still open somehow to reject it, even though it doesn't seem like it should be. I mean, I could be misreading that.
To invoke and deemed approved remedy no sooner than 75 days and after the submission of a completed application, the permit shall be deemed approved on the latter of the 90th day after submission of the complete application or the 10th day after receipt of the deemed approved by the city. So your question is...
So the last sentence is the one...
The receipt of the deemed approved notice shall not preclude the city's denial of the permit request within the time limits is provided with.
That doesn't seem fair.
So, however...
Certainly in the city's best interest.
This section about the actual proposed things that you would need to know is more or less in the public works section. My answer to that specific question that's one of those things, these were brought up to from the IML as a recommendation. If you had a question on why that is, I don't really have an answer. But Public Works, I can get that information to you.
Well, I just wondered if maybe the word not was not supposed to be in there mm-hmm. or something.
The receipt of the deemed approved notice shall not.
Shall not preclude? Well, it would make more sense to have it shall.
Okay. Shall it should say shall preclude the city's denial.
That would make more sense.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I will highlight that. That's not technically in the zoning part, but right. I'm going to highlight that. I'll bring that up to our administration to talk that over, see if it was just a typo.
The question that came up to me when I was reading through, there doesn't seem to be any limit on the number of small cell facilities that could end up
mm-hmm.
in a certain pole. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before, and there are mm-hmm. other sightline, but is there a potential for that?
My assumption would be that if you're a cell phone, you're not going to want to be all locked up on one pole anyway. While there's no, it's not written down. Again, I can bring that up as something that was a question for the business.
I was just thinking about aesthetics.
There's a constraint in there for like how big it can be. It has to be 6 cubic feet.
It's so mm-hmm. small, but 10 feet. Mm-hmm. If there's a particular popular area, poles in the right of way, mm-hmm. different companies all have one to use, mm-hmm. or you're going to see them all stacked up on each other.
And it would be one of those things, too, since they have to apply for a permit through us, the city would have final say and be like, you know what, that's not the right location for them.
I did have one technical question, too. It said that after they're abandoned for, and I don't remember what it was, X amount of days or months or whatever, mm-hmm. how do you know if one of them is abandoned? It's not like it has a light flicker and it tells you it's in use. how does the city know when it's abandoned and know when, is that even possible to know? Or is it just, you know, 3 years down the road, they might be like, oh, this one's falling apart. Oh, it's abandoned. Okay, let's go collect.
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, right. for the most part.
You're not going to have a cell tower inspector. That's a good point.
But it's been for 5 years.
Yeah, but isn't there something every year that they have?
It's a yearly and annual payment. So
I have one other question too, if everybody's finished. Say it is abandoned and the company went out of business. Mm-hmm. Is there a bond or something? Or is that fee kind of cover that?
Typically the city would ask for a shared amount of, depending on the amount that it costs to put up there.
Right. Say if it's on a water tower.
It's typical policy for the city for those kinds of things, especially if there's an abandonment clause in it, to require a bond.
I didn't see that.
Is it a, it may not be written in, but it is typically a policy of the city.
Is there a bond? I know there's an abandonment clause, but is there a, you know, like a builder might have a bond?
I'm not sure. That is something I can look through, definitely. And get more information to you on that.
I mean, it says the city, you know, has the right after it's abandoned to take it down and, you know, get rid of it, but I mean, we're going to incur cost to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the most part, especially with the stuff with the abandonment, you're right. If it's in disrepair or falling down, that's one that we can clearly see. Like, obviously, it's broken, and if it's been dead way in one period, that's when that clause.
The technology changes, and they'll just leave it and, you know, move on to something.
It's possible. I don't know any other way to figure out.
It's something you can bring up.
Yeah, it's definitely something to bring up, and I'll take all these notes.
Sure, you're getting other questions.
I mean, for the most part, this stuff is all in the public works section. This is something City Council will look at.
I did listen to their meeting yesterday. Mm-hmm. Didn't come up.
Okay.
These questions.
Well, yeah. Well, and I'll definitely bring these up to them. I'm writing a cover memo for them tomorrow. It'll go in with all your comments and sections, so they can read it. To see if they have missed anything.
Okay, so our comments go off to them.
Correct.
What we're voting on tonight is...
Well, we're really voting on the only thing that we are actually looking at is the definitions in the zoning code.
We're okay with those. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And like, I wish I could give you more information on the exact details of these. I did not write these.
I have not.
A lot of these are written by the IML, and a lot of these were worked on by Public Works and the and our city administrator.
This 87-page PDF made me feel very silly. It was extremely technical. It was rough.
So, for the most part, and that's the thing. Like, I tried to put the zoning code in front.
No, that was good.
Just read the what's really pertains, but I wanted to give everybody all the information.
That was good to have everything in there.
Even if I'm not as knowledgeable on it as I would like,
you taught me a new word though. Co-locating. I didn't know that was a word.
That's very common for co-location on towers and like water towers and things like that.
What was that word?
Co-location
of different cell towers. Because
you knew that.
You really just need the little triangle.
Smart. I don't think co-location should be spelled with two L's.
Would you like me to make that comment? So just moving on from that, do we have any, so we're really just getting rid of personal wireless facility and services, those definitions, adding a much more small wireless facility, a much more defined definition there, which was recommended by the IML. All right.
Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor of the request if we are all done with questions? I think we are. Everyone's speaking in favor. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? Seeing as there is no one, since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony in this public hearing?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do any of the Planning and Zoning Commission members have any questions for Jason, the petitioner, or Jason on the proposed request?
I think we made a mistake discussing this currently.
We do that all the time.
Really?
Usually it's my fault.
Yeah, I guess you should. I mean, Yes, we should be discussing that right now.
Yeah.
There's no one here, so whether it was done before or after the public testimony.
Then moving on, may I have a motion to approve the findings of fact and petition PZC 2018-13?
Hold on one second. No, because we're going to call up a new action first on. So we closed the public hearing, okay, and we voted on it. Now, on the agenda, you open up the new items, so we don't have any. Where is it? I already lost my agenda.
Here, you want to bother me?
Yeah. So now you just open the new, we don't have any unfinished business. We're going to start the new business. This is usually where you have someone read it. We can talk about it.
Where is that on here?
Yeah, this is what me and Regan got catch up caught up on the other day. The standards. Yeah, we're missing a step. That's why.
Okay. So how do we open up new business?
So let's just discuss new business, read it out. And then I print out the motion for you.
Okay.
Someone can read the motion.
The new business for tonight is PZC 2018-13, the United City of Yorkville, Campbell County, Illinois. Petitioner is proposing a text amendment for consideration of updates to Chapter 18 Telecommunication Tower and Antenna Regulations of the United City of Yorkville Zoning Ordinance, which is a text amendment we're voting on. So that would cost to...
So there we go. So now, do you guys have any more questions? Now we're opening new business. We just kind of discussed everything. Any other questions just for me? Okay. All right, so now you can ask for someone to read the motion, so then we can vote on it.
Debbie, would you mind?
In consideration of the testimony presented during the public hearing on July 18, 2018, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council of a request to amend the definitions in Section 10-18-1 of the United City of Yorkville Zoning Ordinance as presented by staff in memorandum dated July 18, 2018.
And I'm asking.
And then you want a roll call. Roll call vote, or, yep.
We're not doing any amendments, so it's
correct.
Have a roll.
No amendments. So you're asking for a roll call vote on the motion.
Can I have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Do you need a second? I don't think we have a second.
Oh, yeah. You have to call for a vote. Sorry. This is a mess.
Where are
we? Oh, nobody seconded Debbie's motion.
No,
that's why.
No.
Gotcha.
He seconded.
Did he?
She made the motion.
He did? Okay.
Okay, so then we get a roll call?
Roll call, please.
Okay. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion is approved. Old business.
So we go to additional business. We've done these things, and now we go on to additional business.
Okay.
So I'll give you guys some additional business on City Council action updates. PZC 2018-10, which we heard last month about the garage location variance, was approved by the City Council. Next day, we got Jim his building permit and got him on his way as he wanted to start building in April. So that's good. And then PZC 2018-11, the mile and a half review for the A1 rezoned to R1 within our planning radius. City Council also did not have any objections to the rezoning. There we go.
Okay. Seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn?
Moved. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.